Through these halls where lovers get lost and lust consumes the wicked. A place where reality collides with fantasy. In the pages where romance is second to none. Welcome to the Lover's Library.
I'm Carly.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
Good evening.
I know, I sound so enthusiastic.
Good morrow. I guess it's prime morning when this comes out. Good morrow.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
What a morning.
This week we're doing Sydney's pick. Assistant to the villain. I'll let you say the author's name.
Girl, this is a hard name. Your name is really hard to say.
Right,
Hannah. Hannah Nicole Mayhere.
So, what's the scoop?
All right, let me tell you about her. She is a fantasy romance author, and this is like from her bio. With a propensity for villains. That was a hard word. Propensity. That's a $10 word. When she's not creating bookish comedy skits about villains and assistants, she's writing to Taylor Swift songs. Her biggest passion in life include romance, magic, laughter, and finding ways to include them in all and everything she creates. Most days you can find her with her head in the clouds and a pen in her hand. If you wanted to follow her on her TikTok or her Insta, she's at Hannah Nicole May, M-A-E. And I like her Instagram and TikTok. I follow her. She's a good time. So check that out. Yeah.
So this book.
I'm so excited about this book. I'm so excited. Do you have a little?
We do a little.
Oh, we do.
I usually do a little little tidbit of a synopsis.
You always like do this. I'm like, yeah. What are we doing?
Do you got it?
I can.
Real quick.
Yeah.
A little bitty.
Okay. So. In like the description, I love that she said it's a Once Upon a Time meets The Office, because it, in a lot of ways you get a hint of both of those.
Well, they do have an office setting.
They do. So, our assistant's name is Evie Sage, and she is caught up into becoming the assistant, the personal assistant to the villain of Ren and Dawn. So she's going on all these escapades, and they figured out that somebody is particularly targeting the villain, and that's his name. It's his villain, but his actual name is Tristan. We're going on an adventure to figure out who is trying to kill and destroy the villain. We're going on an adventure. Do these two like each other? Why are they fighting each other's emotions and feelings so hard?
Enemies to lovers.
I know. It's such a good stuff.
Because when you're the villain, you can't have a girlfriend.
You can't. Absolutely not. And it can't be your personal assistant who squashes their foot on random eyeballs, you know? So we're jumping into the magical world of Ren and Dawn and the life and time of the assistant and his and
How
the
do you say it?
Ren and Dawn.
I call it Ren and Dawn.
I said Ren and Dawn.
How did you hear it in your head?
And then I said, skip that.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's get to Lover's Quarrel.
So at the beginning of this, Evie kind of was giving me ACOTAR vibes because, like,
I can't really.
She is taking care of her family. She's supporting her family. Her dad's not really doing much.
And to come to find out,
this book made me so mad.
Okay. Let me not spoil anything. The ending of this book is not what I expected because I didn't know there was a second book.
What ending?
Exactly. There was no closure. And
let's start with the beginning.
I'm sorry.
I feel like we learned a lot about her character.
sorry. Let's jump back to the beginning.
We learn a lot about Evie as a character from the beginning because she gives her slip of employment to the mom behind her in line with the two kids.
So
I was like, she's so nice. Like, she's always just trying to take care of other people.
Yeah.
She was. It's a very much Grumpy Sunshine book because And but I also feel like he was very sunshiny too, in a sense. You know, he's definitely the villain.
But I was gonna say she wasn't really. She was like a fake sunshine.
Yeah,
they talk about it.
Yeah,
she because said
he was so soft to her. Mm-hmm. You know,
but he was trying not to be.
He was trying. Oh man, he was fighting it. He was fighting.
So how she met him was she's walking and she sees this river filled with blood. I was like, that's fucking creepy.
I know. Gross.
Because I'm not going towards it. I'm running away from it.
But she stumbles across the villain and it's him. He's injured and he's bleeding and that's how she finds him.
Yeah.
But and I was nobody knows what the villain looks like.
Exactly.
Yes. Which I will kind of read a few quotes from this because it's just so funny and it like goes, it just explains it all mm-hmm. so well. So there he's trying to keep her quiet and she won't shut up. Yeah. He's like, what are you mumbling about?
Yeah.
She said, this is just very typical for me. Being pulled to the ground by a stranger. Well, not this exact situation. But then she like gets a good look at him and she says, you really shouldn't look like that. Yes, the blood's not great, but I was referring to the fact that you look like you were carved out of marble. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just think that as a rule of thumb, inherently evil people should be grotesque looking. She says, that's not a think scenario. That's just objective. And then she goes, look how symmetrical your cheekbones are. She just would not stop.
No, no.
But I did think that. So she's kind of like a blurt everything out. No filter. Yeah, just for talk. Sure. For and sure. Then he has this like dry sense of humor. So mm-hmm. he kind of helps her escape the people that are chasing him. Mm-hmm. 'Cause he's like, if they find you with me, they'll kill you too. So let's be quiet and get out of here. So he helps her escape. And in the time he gets to realize that she's in need of a job. Mm-hmm. And so he offers her one and he says, you need work. And she's like, but your job is like not okay. She's like, but what of my village? What if I help you harm someone I know? Mm-hmm. And he says, that would be very awkward for you.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks. I love his dry sense of humor.
And it would catch her off guard. And she'd be like, are you joking?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, yes.
I read that they're both supposed to be some type of neurodivergent.
I mean, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could see her being more of like ADHD mm-hmm. and him maybe being like autistic a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I had read. And I was like, that's, yeah. I mean, if it's not okay, but if it is, it's fitting.
Yeah. I could totally see that. Yeah. But, okay. So then she's coming into the office one day and he's got like heads hanging from the ceiling and she's like, oh great. He's in a mood today.
Yeah.
And then she goes in there and she hears that he's like, he's tormenting someone in his office. And she's like, what in the hell? But I just really liked how he just never hid who he was to her. Mm-hmm. And I love how he messes with her because he knows she's like squeamish and doesn't want to be involved in all that. She says his eyes never left hers as he'd straightened and carried the man toward the nearest window and promptly tossed him out. He says he just does that all the time. Like, he just doesn't care. He's mm-hmm. going to kill somebody. He's just going to go ahead and kill
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Hang their heads from the front so everyone He'll can see it.
Just straight up tell yeah. you that, too.
Exactly.
It was so great. What did you guys think of Becky?
I hated her and I loved her at exactly. the same time.
It evolved for me because she gave me, like, from The Office.
The blonde girl?
Yeah, Dwight's girl. Uh-huh. I forget her name.
I forget her name, Andrea. Too.
Angela.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Yeah, makes the dream work. But she was giving me that, and I liked and hated her on that show too.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you figure her out by the end, and mm-hmm. you're like, okay, I get why you're acting like this, and I'm mm-hmm. excited to see her character evolve in the next yeah. book too.
Yeah,
I just felt like I didn't really trust her. So Becky is a coworker for the villain.
Becky with mm-hmm. the good hair,
and she's just she seems kind of jealous of Evie mm-hmm. and.
I feel bad for her, but and I would be civil, but I wouldn't be her friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So she's in the workplace, and she's just kind of struggling working for the bad guy, Evie mm-hmm. is. She was so nice and happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we learn about her mom and her brother and, like, what happened to them.
That was crazy.
Yeah. And so, I was wondering how that was going to show up later because, okay, just to give you a little backstory, her mom ends up having a power
And it's like they're born with it, but they're dormant. And they are awoken by a traumatic event.
Yeah.
And hers was the light flame, like kind of a light orb she could make.
Mm-hmm.
And she was throwing it. She was going to play catch with the brother.
Yeah.
And she threw it and he caught it and it like exploded him.
Yeah.
Which is so sad and awful. But then the mom just disappeared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I, from what we know later on about the dad, mm-hmm. right, who says that he has the disease, you know,
mm-hmm.
I want to say that he did something for her to leave. Like, and the king was involved in some way. I have to believe that.
I don't think that fucker had anything to do with it.
Well, remember there was the letter that she found on yeah. his desk. Yeah.
But it was
on.
Like she was begging to come back.
Yeah. But I think means she's still alive somewhere.
Did she yeah. like disappear? Like gone, vanish? Or yeah. did she run? That's what I didn't know.
She was gone really fast.
That's, yeah, because the all of a sudden the baby was just there and yeah. she was gone.
Yeah.
So who I didn't knows? Know. Interesting.
Well, that happened. And so she was like struggling with that internally.
Mm-hmm.
But so she had this like horrific history and she was worried that this job would change her.
Mm-hmm.
But
I thought that she would get magic.
Me, I think was so waiting too. For it.
Mm-hmm. I think she's got it.
Probably
it's coming.
Book.
It's yeah. coming. But one of the things I liked that she said was, well, I liked it, but it's kind of sad too. She said she didn't want to become evil, but when you spend most of your life trying to see the sun, you begin to wish for rain.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I feel that.
Good job. That was
but.
A good one.
As these two get to know each other, Tristan starts to change. And like what you said, like he would say something and then they'd be like, she'd say, wait, was that a joke?
Yeah.
Like, what was that? But they did. He did make it to where they had this ink bond put on them.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He had one and she had one. And if one of them were to betray the other, it would
kill the betrayer.
Kill them.
Mm-hmm.
It would like leak into their system and it was a poison and it would kill them basically. So he mm-hmm. trusted her from the get-go, which was kind of nice because he doesn't trust anybody.
And mm-hmm. he did a different one for her. Now mm-hmm. for his like special guards, it was blue. Mm-hmm. It was a blue ink or it was a different color.
Yeah.
For mm-hmm. her, it was gold.
Yep.
And it was, I feel like it was a more intimate connection.
I think he did it like a mate bond.
Yeah. That's how I was feeling
mm-hmm.
about that.
Yep. So part of that, Tati, she's the healer. Mm-hmm. She's the one that helped with the bond. She did that. And mm-hmm. she helps heal Evie because she keeps getting hurt.
That but girl is clumsy.
Clumsy.
I really liked Tati.
Me too.
Me too. And what was his sister's name?
Clara.
Clara.
So the whole, everyone's trying to figure out who, there's a spy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is leaking information to the king about what the villain is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Evie is like really adamant about finding someone. And at this point, she realizes that she's changing because she's like, she admitted that she would torture someone for him.
Yeah.
To help him
if
and
I
to protect
had magic,
him.
I would definitely be evil. So
yeah. I was like, these jokers are in love. And then she finds the bomb. Remember
girl.
That?
I was so mad.
She hears this ticking and she's like, oh, what's that? I'm like, it's a fucking bomb.
And okay, so he talks about it later on how he felt the gold.
The string. Uh-huh.
Because he was like somewhere else.
ACOTAR reference.
They had figured out.
The bond.
The Valiants had figured out. Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
His
mm-hmm.
guards. The King's Guards have figured out one of their stash places.
Uh-huh.
And he was there because we learn later he was pulled there so that she would get bombed.
They were trying to divide them.
Yeah. Divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they did it to separate the two. So they got him away and then they were going to blow up the place. They were just trying to weaken the system.
Yeah. And of course she trips once she's like finally found the place where she can throw it.
This girl.
Yeah. Becky helped her. She's like, go out that way.
Yeah.
She gets the bomb. She's running.
Yeah.
In her fucking high heels.
Of course. She falls. She gets her foot trapped.
Her heel got stuck in a crack.
Yeah. Mm. And like the bomb is about to go off.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not far from it, but she's not.
She's too close.
She's too close.
Mm-hmm.
He comes up, of course. And
I said, of course, Tristan comes to the rescue.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
He always comes.
And he covers her and the bomb explodes and mm-hmm. all this jazz. You could just like feel like the him being so tense, like she almost died.
Yeah, for real.
Because he's
fighting, he reacted fighting. Well, though. He didn't do the typical man like freak out thing that we yeah. see in a lot of the books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so when he sees the bomb or he's talking about it, he like recognizes that it's he's like, I know
who made this.
Who made this?
Yeah.
And he goes to they go to the tavern because he's like, that's where this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're there, they run into one of her exes.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck that guy.
Before he comes in here, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So she's like by herself. And so it looks like she's alone and whatnot. And she sees him and she's like, ugh. And she was explaining to the reader about this relationship and why they broke it off. And mm-hmm. she says, sometimes it was better to remain lonely than to waste companionship and energy on someone undeserving.
Period.
I was like, thank you.
He came in. He was like, you're on a date.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go out with you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Is this when she acts like
mm-hmm.
okay.
So he says,
I read this like a week ago. It's all coming.
She said, well, it was nice seeing you again, but like I said, I'm meeting a friend or I'm meeting someone. He said, not a lover.
Yeah, what a weird
I must
way.
Say I'm surprised. Yeah. And she said, why? And he goes, well, it's you. I was like, ugh. Fuck you, Rick. That was his name too. I was like, what a she did a great yeah, name that douchebag Rick. Rick. Ugh. But so she tells him like, oh, he's my lover, blah blah blah. So Tristan shows up and she like clings to him and she's like, she made him think that that was her boyfriend.
And oh, he loved that.
Yeah. Well, he
was into that.
Was protective in a way. He was like,
yeah.
He read the situation and he's like, okay, I'm just gonna go with it.
Yeah.
But then later he's like, why are you clinging to me like a barnacle?
Which, thank God, because sometimes in these books they're like, just play along, and the guy's like, what?
Yeah. But that's when they drop the bomb that the person that they're meeting is Tristan's brother Malcolm. I was like,
the way his family just kept showing up,
I was mm-hmm. like, the king's gonna be his dad.
Exactly. I was wondering, I was like, who the heck is he connected yeah. to? Yeah. We figure out how he's connected to the king yeah. later, which I wish there was a little bit more to that, honestly.
Yeah.
I wanted there to be like an uncle or a dad or somebody mm-hmm. familiar, you know.
I guess it could be his uncle.
It could be.
I don't know, but I want more of Malcolm because I really did like him.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. He said, oh, for the love of gods, what the fuck are you doing here, brother? And I was like, you're funny, brother. What? So many emotions at once. But so they have their discussion and they're trying to figure out who did this, and he's yeah. like, yeah, I made it. I didn't know they were gonna do that. I never would have sold it to them like that. And
yeah, but he was drunk.
Yeah,
but I think for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was intentional.
Mm-hmm. At this point we realize that the villain isn't actually the villain. Like, we start to see that, like, there's other people involved in workings that are going on that is making you question, like, is he really the bad guy in all this?
Do we trust anyone? What's happening?
Right? Then we meet Blade. Do you remember Blade?
I loved Blade.
Me too.
Me too!
And I want Blade and Becky to get together.
Me too! And I think
so
we're
too.
About, it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's I on the way.
So. My favorite, Blade had, like, all my favorite quotes. I think they were all
he
from
had a
him.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the third date stuff was from Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wore like funny outfits.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what I noticed though is that they didn't really go into detail describing what people looked like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I had to make it up on my own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very good at that.
Yeah.
Everyone looked like Slenderman.
Well, we do no know face. That Evie had brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
He had brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
They all had brown hair. But
we all have brown hair.
One of the things Blade said was he was talking about his dragon. And he's like, no, we don't eat friends. We talked about this.
Yeah. To Fluffy.
Yes, I love so that.
Dragon.
But when Evie found that letter from the king to Blade for the employment.
Oh,
I was freaking out. I was like,
me
no,
too.
You can't make him be a
and
bad guy.
And it was too early in the book. I was like, no, where are we going with this?
Mm-hmm.
He walked in. I was like, he's going to kidnap her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, it felt like he's about to kill her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or he's about to run away with her. And my brain went to a totally different plot.
And I'm really glad that it wasn't.
Yeah, me too. Because I really liked his character. And I was hoping that he wouldn't get killed off or become the real villain.
Yeah. But then Malcolm, the brother, comes in to help a little bit more because he remembers that the spy had blue ink on his hand.
Yeah.
And so they went to go see Claire, which then we figure out, whoa.
Is he
Tati and Claire used to be lovers.
Yeah, they
and
did.
Claire in is Tristan's nighttime. Sister.
In the daytime.
Who knew was there like, was a whole what? Family tree in this book?
This man, is it just kept curvy. Showing up.
When he's like, nobody knows what I look like except for all of my family. All
right. Yep. And the king and pretty much everybody.
So there's kind of like a huge fight and everyone's like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Upset, whatnot. But they figure out a little bit more about the spy. They go back to the castle, the manor. And that's when Becky, the bitch, brings in the letter. That she found.
And it was, she thought she was so sneaky.
She really thought she had some.
Yeah. But it worked. I mean, Tristan got upset. So she presents.
That broke my heart. I was just like, dude, if she had broken your trust, don't you think that she would have been dead by now?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the gold cord around them?
He's like, I don't know how she did it, but she found a way around it.
We found out that theirs wasn't poisoned. Remember the gold ink wasn't poisoned.
You're right.
Well, so Becky brought in that letter and it was Blade's letter of employment from the king.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Becky found it in Evie's drawer because she had taken it from him. Because she's like, I don't want anyone to find this and you better tell him before I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because she was going to tell him.
But I was like, ugh, I was so frustrated.
And
with
when
how
she was going to tell him, he stopped her. And then he hurt her heart.
Yeah.
And she ran.
Well, sorry, yeah. Keep going with you. I was just going to say, I was mad with how fast he just like threw her to the curb.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. And then I was pissed because Blade came in and he didn't say anything for the longest time. I was like, God damn it, Blade. Ugh. Get your shit together.
Right.
But I just thought, Evie was so sweet because she really just had a good heart and she loved and forgave very easily.
She held so much on her shoulders.
Literally.
She quit school for her sister.
Yeah.
She took care of her sister.
Yeah.
She took care of her piece of shit dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it made me sad.
She gave the job to that lady.
Everything that she was doing.
Yeah.
She has a good character development, though. I think she comes full circle, man.
I think she definitely matured.
Yeah. And, you know, he figured out how much of an integral part of the office that she was.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as she was gone, the week or so that she was gone,
everything
went to crap.
Yep.
It was like they couldn't open the magical drawer, they couldn't like get everything together. The
they're like, how do you fix this? And he's like, how do you fix this? They're like, oh
yeah,
Evie usually does that.
Yeah.
Evie knows how.
Yeah. And so he was like kicking himself. It was like, I overreacted and now my office is out of control. And how did we function before her?
But he still didn't make an effort to go get her. She came back to him.
I know.
But I did like their conversation. So she immediately, like, they talk, and he says, I'm sorry. And I was surprised that he apologized first.
No.
She says, you're sorry? He said, dispense with the dramatics. It's not as if I told you I have a nightlight. And she said, sir, do you have a nightlight? I don't not have one.
We understand.
You have a nightlight? For what? Does it burn insects? Trying to lure something to its death? I use a nightlight for the purpose it was assigned, to make the night lighter. She said, this is the best day of my life. I was like, this is so funny.
Girl, same. You can't see in the dark.
So then that's the point when they go talk to Blade, because he's like, come look at this. Come look what I did. Look at the dragon. And he had taken the chain off the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they discover the writing on the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, we're going to go talk to the blacksmith because this writing was like, the villain shall fall or something like that. So they go and, the blacksmith is her old boss who tried to make an advance on her. And she tried to get away and he hurt her with a magical sword.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like,
this book made me so mad.
Yeah.
I was like, literally. There were several moments I was like, you have got to be freaking
kidding. I think this is also a trigger warning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
For that part. There's several other parts. Yeah. If you don't kind of like blood and gore and like that kind of thing, there was a couple of moments.
It wasn't
you know?
Too bad.
It, no, it was really light, but mm-hmm. there was like some abuse in there. So just trigger warning for that.
Yeah. Attempted assault.
It's not heavy on mm-hmm. it, but it is a part of the book.
Mm-hmm. But they went to talk to him and...
she fought. Tristan, she did great.
Tristan immediately like... is like, yeah, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
And Evie's like, no, don't. And she like talks him into it. And I was like, ugh, what a shame.
Right.
Mm. I'm like, go ahead.
I mean, her rationale was good. But I was also like, we could get him completely out of this book mm-hmm. if we wanted to. For sure. Anyways.
Then we go on to some more mythical creatures. And Tristan
yeah, how do you
catches
say the name?
Is it a Gudra?
Guvra.
Guvra?
Guvra.
In my brain, I could not.
It was a very, the V it. And the R like run together.
Guvre. I think I was saying Guvre.
Guvre.
Guava.
Yeah. But anyways, it's a creepy animal thing that gives me.
Nightmares.
It's a heebie-jeebies.
What's the monster with wings?
Heebie-jeebies?
Like Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, ew.
That creepy thing because he flies,
that's
right?
That's an actual thing? Jeepers Creepers?
Well, I hope not.
The movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I didn't watch
yeah.
the movie.
Anywho, that's what I pictured.
I just say Jeepers Creepers.
But he's been trying to catch this thing for 10 years mm-hmm. because the king has the mate. The king yeah. has the female and the male has just been like out and about.
I'm too empathetic because this made me sad. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think they're better with him. Like he's got them together.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted
he
to get them together and
them not-
get them away from the king.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, Evie gets this weird invitation that like, magically appears mm-hmm. to Briar's Park, and on her way there she runs into Blade and he's like, oh weird, I got one too. And then they find Becky there too and they're like, yeah, we all got one.
Yeah,
everyone but
I was
Tristan.
Getting real sus
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know.
And then we meet Arthur, Tristan's dad.
What?
And he's a core healer.
I'm like, you kept this from me?
Yeah,
the one thing that I wanted you kept from me.
He didn't trust right. her. He didn't trust her.
Rude.
I said, shit hit the fan real fast.
Literally.
His party sounds so fun.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm saying I'd go.
But it wasn't even his party because he
exactly,
got
yeah.
the mysterious letter, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he got a letter from who he thought was Evie to throw a party. And so he threw the party.
Oh. I don't remember.
Maybe it could have not. All worked. I mean, it's the same essence of
yeah.
Somebody had a party
somebody set
and everybody
it up.
Was there.
Yep. Right, yeah.
So the female, no, was it the male?
Male.
The male Gura got out.
Yeah.
And he's pissed.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
He's burning shit down. Right. And so he like finds this party and he's like melting people and killing people and
I
all
would
this
too.
Stuff.
That was
that
crazy.
Was rude that you locked me up.
Yeah.
But okay, before that, Tristan comes and he's mad as fire and they end up, I forget how they end up in the like garden spot, like mm-hmm. the bridge. It to me, it reminded me of like
yeah,
a scene
people
from
start
Tangled,
melting.
You know? And he asked her to dance with him and I was just mm-hmm. like, oh my God. It
was
this that beautiful
was
moment until everything went to crap again.
Mm-hmm.
And the guava, you know what I'm talking, the little dragon thing, was killing everybody.
Yeah.
it was crazy. Like, I would watch a show of this.
Mm-hmm.
That part would be hard to watch because it was just like,
oh, I'd watch it.
Flames and burning flesh and
like,
all that
yeah.
jazz.
I have a part that I want to talk about, but I don't know if I should save it for third date.
Oh, save it for third date.
Okay.
Yeah, save it.
So then the, all hell's breaking loose and the Valiant Guards show up, which are the king's like soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And Evie put on a hell of a show.
She oh, did.
This is what I was going to talk about.
Oh, okay. I have it highlighted and I was dying.
Are we going to save it for third date?
No, the one part we can talk about, but this doesn't have that in it.
Okay.
This is like the pre. She said, please. She sobbed, help me. The discomfort in the knight's eyes increased tenfold. A man terrified of a woman's tears? I never would have guessed. He's hurt, I fear, for his life. I must take him to a healer immediately. And then she said, you all are valiant and brave. I should have known better. You see, I have my monthly cycle. She says, women's tears scared men, yeah. But the functions of the female body clearly sent them into apocalyptic fits. I was dying.
And okay, let me add one more detail to his dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So his dad is it called the core?
He's a core healer.
Yeah. So he's like a really high up healer.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's supposed to be mythic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also
they can there's nothing they can't heal.
Exactly. And Tristan/the villain also has a power, which is one thing that the king wanted of him. And the history between Tristan and the king is, I think in some way or form, the king found out what his power was.
Mm-hmm.
So he took him to like this special, like, I'm going to call it like a camp, you know, and mm-hmm. like was just like watching him and kind of had him as an apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
The ulterior motive was to try to figure out his power or to, I don't know the right wording for this, but not to dampen his power, but to control it. Maybe that's
harness
better.
It.
Yeah.
And use it against.
And kind of when the villain figured out what the ulterior motive was, he was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And his power is he can like, there's a dark cloud that comes over the person and they don't see it. He can. And he can find like the weak points mm-hmm. in the person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, orange is like the points where it'll just like make them weak, like if they hit him like they would just be down, or like there's a certain spot on them that like immediately kill them.
Yeah,
they're death and kill.
Yeah,
they're death.
And so whenever like he can go through a crowd of like all of his guards and the power will just like hit all the fatal spots and like kill them all if he wanted to, but that's his power.
And the king kept telling him that he was bound to just hurt people he loved and he was too dangerous. Right. And
he was a monster.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I think they locked him up.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. why he was afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
And the chains.
Exactly. So.
But. So, yeah. He has power. He can use it if and when he wants.
Yes.
But he doesn't always use it. So, right. When the Valiant Guard came, he was like out of it because he had been hit unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So, Evie did get them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
They all go their own ways. The Gura gets put back in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
And the sword that we mentioned that had poked Evie,
mm-hmm.
That the bad guy, the Otto Warson, the blacksmith,
yeah.
Tristan took it and he wanted to give it to Claire and Tati to see if they could figure out how to make it so that it wouldn't hurt her anymore. Because yeah. even if she got near it, it caused her excruciating pain.
Yeah.
So, the two girls, they're figured out what's going on with it and they bring Evie in there and they're like, you have to like overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to endure it long enough to overcome it and then you'll be in control of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is just awful.
Yeah.
But
so she's,
didn't warriors use it like something similar?
I think mm-hmm. so.
Okay.
And so they're trying it and all of a sudden Tristan just hears Evie just like screaming and mm-hmm. he's like furious. He goes and he's like freaking out. He breaks down the door because they won't open it.
Literally.
And he was like freaking out. And then after that, Evie was just so like exhausted and the day was over. So she went home and that's when we figure out the stuff about the dad.
Wait, let me do one more thing before we get there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I wanna say that there was like this Evie didn't know if maybe it was Tati that was the informant inside. Like there was this kind yeah. of
was it Tristan that thought it was Tati?
Maybe. I think.
Because then
yeah,
he heard her.
She said, you're the only person who hasn't been around at all of these things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so when he heard her screaming, in the back of his mind, he's like, she's got her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was
her. And so when he comes in, he's like automatically, not only is he mad,
mm-hmm.
but he's like, you're gonna kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And she like has to stop everything and was like,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to overcome this
yeah.
really quick, you know. And it helped that Claire was there too because
yeah.
She was able to like be like
talk him down.
Yeah, chill mm-hmm. out, bro. But then okay, now let's jump back in.
So are we gonna talk about Evie's dad? Did we decide?
I think we should let the turns table.
Yeah, me too.
Let the reader figure,
figure out why the dad is a part of that part right there. It's a good one.
What about the next part when she goes to Tristan in there? She forgot a notebook at her house. So yes. Him and her are walking back. Can we talk about that?
Yes. Yes. Oh.
So yes. I think the part that, so as they're walking back to the house, because she forgot her notebook at her house, her and Tristan are walking back. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the king rolls up with his guards. Yeah. And they're like, we're taking Tristan and we're going to kill you. And he's going to watch. And
Warson's there.
That's what I was going to say. That was my biggest shock was that.
Me too.
Freaking Warson was the one that told them about it. Everything.
Like, because the guard, like the villain's guards were supposed to take him somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And somehow, some way, this joke got into the Valiant guards. And he was like, the king was like, yeah, he like debilitated the villain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the villain was like begging them to like.
I know, it was so sad.
That crushed me. I was like,
I wanted to be he was on his knees.
Mm-hmm. And they had done like they had a special what are these called?
Handcuffs
for him. I'm gonna get it. That like made his powers not be able to be used. I think that's what it was happening. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't like use his powers. And he, Warson was literally about to kill her.
Uh-huh. Well, the king said, "Do whatever you want. I just want her body."
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Gross.
And they had she knew that the sword was in her bag.
Mm-hmm. I just. Ugh. These people are the worst. This is why
you
always kill people that wrong you.
Literally. Yeah. So they don't come up to bite you.
Exactly.
And then.
If you are going to blackmail somebody, you have to kill them or else they'll come back.
Exactly.
Yep.
It always comes back in this story. You can assume it.
Lesson learned. Yeah. Murder is like always number one.
So she didn't get away. Warson got her. But then she thought in her head, what would the villain say? Make this man pay, little tornado. And so she did.
I love that nickname for him.
I know. It was so good.
Okay, and so.
But I forgot one part I did want to talk about. At one point, the Tristan wants Evie and her sister to move into his house. Because he's like, so you'll sweet. Be safer here, yada, yada, yada. And her reaction was freaking killing me. She, oh my gosh, it was so funny.
Oh yeah, and her sister like wrote the book about him.
She said, "Ugh, what was it?"
We didn't even mention my favorite character in the whole book.
Who's that?
Kingsley.
Oh yeah,
the frog.
No, I'm gonna mention him next. He's in the third date part for me.
He's on here. I didn't have the physical copy, so I didn't get it.
He's on the book.
Oh, that's funny.
Mother fricker. Where is it?
I don't know.
Because it was talking about how she goes, we can have, I get to see where you live?
Oh, because she, and then she's like, to the West Wing.
We can have tea parties? And he's like, what's a tea party? Why would we do that?
Yeah.
Yes, I found it. Okay.
You passed it like five times.
I know. Okay, so my favorite part was when he says he wants them to move back in, move to the manor with him. Mm-hmm. And she says, no, wait. I get to see where you live. Oh my gods. What do you even do in your free time? Do you have like hobbies? He's like, little tornado, don't make me regret this, Sage. She says, can we play board games? Lissa loves board games. Perhaps a tea party. Lissa loves those too. Why would one need a party for tea? Don't you just drink it? What on earth is the party for? I was like, dying.
That's very neurodivergent.
Uh-huh. He just doesn't understand that,
yeah,
you know, common things. But
yeah. And so the hyperfixation
too.
Mm-hmm.
Hyperfixation, what's that?
But okay, so the ending is a cliffhanger.
Fucking
because A. I was like, I didn't know that there was a sequel at all. I just thought
it's a trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you're left with what's going to happen, because at the end the villain is on the way back to the main
king takes him,
yeah, and Evie is back at the manor, and there is no end in sight. Like, what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where you're left
at. She was able to escape from Orson. She slit his throat with the magical.
And I didn't get enough answers about her mom.
Right.
I want to hope and pray that the next book, I want to meet the mom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to see her in one of these books because I feel like she's an integral part of this. And I also think that Evie has powers.
Oh, yeah.
I do too.
Shit's about to go down.
She says,
quietly vowing to herself that she would save the villain or become one trying. And it says, the end. Well, for now.
I was like, motherfucker. If, Gideon was actually dead, her brother.
I don't think he was.
Maybe they both went.
That's what I'm wondering.
And went to another plane.
I think so.
I hope they're not.
Yeah. Me too.
Should we do third date?
Sure.
I said, ugh, this book. If there was ever a slower burn than this.
It was slow. It was a lot of chapters.
Now she has to rescue his ass before we get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
But I have a list of sexual innuendos. Would you like to hear them?
Yes.
I really do. So my first one is from Tristan. And it's when she opened the door and hit him in the face on accident.
Oh,
yeah. And she goes, I'm so sorry, sir. I should have knocked first. She shrugged with her small shoulders as if to say, what are we going to do with me? He had a few ideas. He's like, oh, I bet you do. Then we go to Evie has several here.
Yeah.
They were good as well.
What are we gonna do with me? Why'd you say it like that?
She says, okay, so this is her talking to Rick in the tavern. Well, Rick, it was delightful seeing you, but you should go. Evie pressed him. We have lots to do. Like each other. She laughed, but she felt her boss jolt under her hands as if she'd slapped him. I was like, she said that. Like each other. So funny.
But you should do this every episode, all the innuendos. That is hilarious.
They all make me laugh. But I realized early on that there was not going to be any sex in this book.
No, the next one probably will.
Anything sexual, I highlighted it.
This is not spicy. Yeah. This is not spicy.
So they were talking about what they like to do, and they both like to read. And so he asked her, what sort of book? The villain asked, taking a sip. Oh. I don't know. I like romances, usually the dirty ones. But then she talks about the books again later because she said, this is what you get for reading books with no naughty words in them.
I like the in the beginning when she's talking to Tati after she's getting healed. And she's like, my dream about him was dirty.
And he walks in.
Uh-huh.
See, I had gotten past that part, and then it took me a little bit to realize. And then once I figured it out, then I started highlighting. So I missed that one. Oh, okay. This is a good one. This is Evie and Blade. It's huge, Evie gasped. Blade turned to her, then a sly smile on his lips. If I had a gold piece for every time. And then that's when the villain smacked him.
Yeah.
And then this is my favorite one. Also Blade. He said, it's when they're on their way to the party and she runs into Blade and then they run into Becky. And Blade tells Evie that she looks really nice. And then he doesn't say anything to Becky. Evie tisked at Blade, lightly shoving him. Why didn't you say anything about the way Becky looked?
Oh.
And he said, because the things I was thinking when I saw her in that dress weren't fit for mixed company. I was like, oh, Blade, tell us more.
They're Dwight and Angela for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're so funny.
Yeah.
So the one thing that we did have was the kiss when she was putting on that huge show for the guards to try to get them out of there.
I always hate like a fake kiss as the first kiss.
Yeah.
And he was confused and thought it was a dream.
But he called her love.
He did.
I wanted to scream.
He like woke up and just
grabbed
her
and
pulled her. Oh, I did write that. I said grabbing her waist to pull her closer. It's like something about that just like, come here.
Animalistic.
At one point she's like, she says, attractive murderers were always good kissers.
The other one I have was when they had their first like good hug.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like at her house after
hugs are underrated.
Yeah.
They're so nice.
A good one. Mm-hmm. A good one is good.
And they needed that hug after they found the like, big things that happened. And there was a lot of emotional things. And they hugged. And she looks up at him. And he looks down at her. And then the fucking frog, Kingsley, jumps over and messes it up.
Love. Love him.
I was like, Kingsley.
This is a bad idea.
Right.
Kingsley.
His
Your
idea.
He is like a prince trapped in a frog's body.
He is. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to come out and be like, Evie, I love you. And we're going to be like, shut up, Kingsley.
Frog again. I want to. There are so many things I'm waiting for this next book. And it comes out in August. So you have to wait.
Oh, it's not even out yet?
No, it's not. Let me double check the date. But I want to say it's August.
Can you imagine how awkward it would be for Kingsley to sit there and be watching him like about to start making out?
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was like, fucking stop. I'm a frog. I can't get away fast enough.
I want to know like what kind of frog though. Because I like the black-eyed tree frogs. They're pretty cute.
I but feel like he's the classic like Princess and the Frog frog.
Okay.
Green.
But I was thinking if he was one of those, what are those big old fat ones called that like came hop? You don't want one of those frogs.
August 6th. That's when it comes out. August 6th.
What's
we
it
have
called?
To wait.
Should we do...
Apprentice to the Villain.
Oh, yep. This is when she's going to start taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Should
Are
we
you sure?
do mm-hmm. Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Because what if Apprentice to the Villain is a prequel?
No, I'll be so mad. You can't do that.
No.
That's too much.
But that makes sense because the villain was an apprentice. And if the king is the real villain, then that would make sense. But I'm really hoping, like, if they do a little backstory, sure. But I need you to catch back up to where we landed from here.
I just need him to do it.
All right.
All right, did you hear her, Hannah? Go and rewrite. Go and rewrite if you didn't
I just want her to have, like, epic battle, save the man, because we're going to get the girl saves the guy. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
For sure.
Do you want to do Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yeah.
Did you have any trivia questions?
Uh-huh. I do
That's
those
in speed date.
Oh, sorry,
You
guys.
Silly goose, go get in the pond.
I said
that to somebody the other day. And they were like, I've never heard that. And I was like,
I've
my
never
friend
heard
says it.
It.
She said it before on an episode.
Have you?
Probably to you.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
F, Marry, Kill.
I'll go first.
Okay. We probably have the same ones.
I would F Blade.
Yep.
I would marry the villain.
Mm-hmm.
I would kill her dad.
Uh-huh.
And my best friend would be Evie or Kingsley.
Oh. I said mine is exactly the same, but my best friend would be Tati. I really liked her.
Me too.
I liked her, but she's too aggressive with the secrets.
She is, a bit.
Like, I'll tell you secrets on my own terms.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would be jealous of her powers, not gonna lie.
Honestly.
But you could borrow her dress that fits everyone.
That's really cool. That was that was so cool.
That was cool.
She wrote that in for every woman, you know? Okay.
It has pockets.
Of course it does. Okay. I might differ just a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and F the villain because we didn't get that in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that out of the way. Marry the villain because Avi. I'm going to go ahead... I want to kill the dad, but I'm going to go ahead and kill the king. Why not go up to the head?
Okay.
You know? And then I'm going to be best friends with Tati and the brother.
I liked Malcolm.
Me too.
And I thought it was funny that Malcolm was like, did you just laugh? Oh, you're fucked.
Right. I almost want to marry Malcolm, but I don't know enough about him.
I know.
I agree.
But he... obviously, he's an alcoholic.
So we're going to have to work on that. Yeah. All right.
All right. Should we do speed date?
Yes.
Yeah. People or questions?
Questions first.
Okay. What color was Evie's dress at the very beginning of the book?
Yellow.
Do you have a guess?
All I remember is the white dress at the end.
It was brown. What is Evie's full name?
Evangelina Sage.
Middle
That's
name?
Her last
nope,
name.
Nope, I don't know the middle name.
Celia.
Celia.
Yeah. I think they only said it one time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
What did the villain smell like? It was three things.
Blood.
No. Gross.
Pine.
Musk.
Fire. Smoke.
Cedar.
Mold.
Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Whiskey. And okay. Cloves.
She smelled like vanilla.
She did.
She did.
That was my next question. Good job.
Oh.
Hey, look at you.
What drink do they have in the morning?
It's coffee, but they call it something else.
I have it highlighted. I'm not gonna look for it.
It's Cauldron, a brew.
Cauldron brew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boom.
And who makes it?
The ogre.
Yeah.
Whose name is?
Starts with an E.
Ernie. Irwin.
Oh, you're really close.
Edwin?
Uh-huh.
Edwin. I was gonna say Erwin.
What was Evie's job before she became the assistant?
She worked at the blacksmith shop.
Okay, what side was the villain's dimple on?
Left.
Yeah. Yes. What color was the ink on the hands of the guy who bought the bomb?
Blue.
What color was the ink in Evie's jar?
Purple.
Gold.
Purple.
Purple.
What did the dragon's chain say? I know you said it earlier, but
the villain will fall.
Yeah.
And what was the nickname that the villain called Evie?
The tornado.
Little tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Little tornado.
That was all.
I love it.
Nice.
Very cute.
Okay, so.
With your people.
My people. I will show you on my phone. So okay. My first, did you guys ever watch the movie Zorro?
Yes.
With
yes.
Antonio Banderas.
Love yes. him.
So that was my first vibe.
Okay.
But then they were talking more about Tristan and he was more fair complected.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got me some that. Ashton Kutcher, but only because I picked Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Oh,
as okay. Evie, because she's funny, she's witty, she's a little firecracker.
I love that pick, actually.
And yeah. They are perfect together.
Yeah.
Look That's at them. Pick. They That's have to pick. Be together. That's it.
That's a good pick.
That was really good.
That's yeah. my people.
Were you the one that picked the other couple? Who picked the other couple? Was that you?
No, it was me.
Nope, that was Carly.
You yeah. you pick a good Which couple matchup.
It's kind of fun. It just happens because I pick the one character and then I realize their partner is like yeah. perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. And they are.
They are.
I love both of them.
Mm-hmm, me too.
They're a good time.
Did you have anybody?
I did. My Tristan / the villain, I picked Daniel Gillies.
Ooh.
He played.
Is he from the vampire show?
Yeah, he was in the originals.
The originals, yeah.
His name's not Klaus. It's the other one.
Yeah. He's the older brother.
He's handsome.
Ethan? That's not
We could put him and Mila together.
But yeah, I thought he'd be a really good one. He's cute.
He looks dark and mysterious.
And then for my Evie, I picked a singer. Her name's Becky G.
Oh, she's yeah! cute.
She used to have a gap and she doesn't anymore.
Oh, good for it. Her.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Not good.
No, I mean. No.
She's cute.
She's great. I love her.
I wonder why she got rid of her gap.
You know, industry.
Well, usually that's.
If my teeth looked like that, I'd be real happy.
Right?
They're no, gorgeous.
I followed her for a long time. That's I remember funny. Her when she was younger. Oh, the bulge.
The bulge.
The bulge is back.
Smash or pass?
Smash, and I'm going to smash this next book too.
You guys are going to hate me.
I'm going to pass.
Why?
I said One Night Stand.
Why? Okay, give me your reasoning.
I hate series, and if you end true. A book in a cliffhanger, I will never read another one of your books.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about it when I read it.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
you can tell us about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would love that, actually.
I'm going to read this book. I'm so excited. I was really mad at the end. I was like, how dare you? Mm-hmm. I always, because I feel like all the books that we read have finality to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to not know that this was a part of a series before I started reading it, mm-hmm. I was... Throne.
A series, a cliffhanger, and I was not prepared for the anger that I felt.
Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I get your reasoning. I get it completely.
I don't think it was a bad book.
No, it was a yeah, good book.
But,
for sure.
If I did feel a lot of comparisons from that to ACOTAR, and mm-hmm. ACOTAR is so much better.
Well, and then like, I also read... The Ledge recently, which I said was really similar to ACOTAR. So it was yeah. like ACOTAR and then Ledge and then this for me.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. when you really get into ACOTAR, there is so much action and fantasy and mm-hmm. like there's war and fighting and romance and everything. And it's mm-hmm. so good. Mm-hmm. This touched on all of that a little bit.
But it's probably faster.
Yeah.
More condensed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
A lot.
Yeah.
But it was good. I liked it.
I would, if you haven't read any of those books, go ahead and jump into this one.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing though. Like, I would still rate this book like pretty high, I guess. Not a 5, obviously, but I would still pass it.
Yeah.
Shout out to my coworker, Kirsta. You better listen to this episode. I know you will. But she read, I got her to read ACOTAR, and then she has like just zoomed through all of Sarah J. Maas's whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
And she has also read this book and she loved it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
She's like, I really, really like that one. So I think even if you do have read the ACOTAR and you'll Throne of Glass and all that, like, you would still enjoy this book. Just a different.
I mean, I didn't really like ACOTAR that much.
Different world.
Well, I only read you the read first it? One. I read the first one.
Mm-hmm. A Court of Many Thorns.
I'm going
to. What is it?
She's going to read the second one just to appease me.
What is the
A ACOTAR? Court of Thorns and Roses.
Ah, not of many thorns.
Yeah. But, I mean, there might be.
So our happily ever after is Fourth Wing. Yay! By Rebecca Yarros.
And our caveat for this one is that we are going to do what?
Two parts. We are expecting, just from all the hype about it, that we're going to have a lot to talk about.
And
a thick one.
We don't want to rush it.
Thicker than a snake.
And we also don't want to put you through a hour plus podcast. Yeah.
Which
all
I
in
mean,
one sitting. So
I
we'll
listen
just talk
to
for
hour
5 hours,
podcast.
Go on a nice drive.
Right. This is a good, that would probably be a good road trip binge if you needed one. So we're excited to cover a book that's super popular right now, and be a part of the Bookstagram for that too. So be looking out for that episode series. Mm-hmm. We've never done this before. I'm excited.
Yeah, a two-parter.
All right, guys, you've reached first the end of the episode. We love you. Let me tell you about our socials before we get out of here. So on IG and Facebook, we are at Lovers Library Pod. We also have a TikTok. If you want to see us there, we are at lovers.library.po. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Happily ever after.
Bye.